It is Next Gen Farmers Day today on PTBOtoday.ca as we're highlighting the next generation of farmers in Peterborough County. One of them is Jen Austin Driver, owner of Millen and Smith Acres. Jen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a bit about your start in farming. Was it the family business or is it something that you got into later on in life?
A little bit of both. I actually grew up in Brampton, but when my husband and I at the time, we moved back to this area when we were having our first baby, and I reconnected with my great uncle Bill, who was a lifelong farmer, and we reconnected over our love of chickens and me wanting to start laying hens. So that's what kind of got me into it, and then it just kind of went from there. I had chickens at two of my kind of rural 1 acre properties, and then I bought the farm 6 years ago and then dubbed myself farmer at that time and have been learning ever since.
As someone who didn't grow up farming, how has the experience been for you so far?
Definitely it's been steep, but I've been so fortunate to make friends with people in the community in my generation and the one above mine, and the one above that, I would say as well. I got some street cred from Uncle Bill, so all the old boys have been definitely trying to help me out, which is amazing and just such a gift to have such lifelong knowledge passed down.
Tell me about how you've expanded operations at your farm to include some things like agritourism.
Actually a couple things. So, the original industry that I was in, I would say still am in, is, photography. So, when I took over the farm, I started doing a lot of family sessions on the farm, for my clients. And what I noticed was that a lot of people were so interested in the animal experience. Like, yes, the views were amazing. We got some great, portraits, but I would usually spend half an hour to an hour touring the families after their photo shoot on the farm. And then COVID hit, and we obviously weren't able to host any weddings or events. And one of my good friends, Sarah from the Pearly Acre, she told me that I should start doing farm tours. She does them at her place and shows people her rescue pigs. And she was like, Jen, you have such a beautiful spot and you could easily do this here. And it's not something I'd ever thought about doing before, but with people looking for more local destinations to travel to and spend their money in the local economy, it just seemed like such a great fit. So I started hosting Airbnb farm tours. So just a 1 hour experience where guests can come and walk around the farm, learn about what we do, why we do it, and feed our animals. Was such a unique experience. I started that in August 2020, and I've probably hosted I would say almost 500 people now.
Do you think we'll start seeing more and more farmers using their land for things like weddings and live events, kind of like you do?
Absolutely. The birth of Airbnb, I guess, has kind of changed how people use rural spaces and just shown people that there are there's many ways to diversify, and I think COVID has really shown people that you can't have all your eggs in one basket. So branching out to into the agritourism field is, I think, so important for farmers of all ages, but I think it's easier for younger people to adapt with change like that. I think of my great uncle Bill, and there is just no way he would ever entertain such ideas, but they're working really well. So I think yes.